This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we've got in the studio our next guest. We've got Joe Coughlin, who's here to talk about his show, Love Me Tinder, a cabaret show on at the Butterfly Club. Now, Joe, Trio of Dips, is that part of the name or is that part of the production that you actually...
Trio of Dips is the company that we are part of, yeah. That consists of myself, Alexandra Aldrich and Christian Gillette.
Okay, and the show is actually...
The show is Love Me Tinder.
So yes. And before we go on to find out a bit more about the show, which we will do, we want to get to know a little bit more about you, Joe.
Sounds great.
Now, what's your role as part of this production, and also how did you get started in the business, basically?
Yeah, sure. So my background is as a classically trained singer, but music theatre has always been my passion. So I started off in the classical world, and after studying classical singing, and moved into musicals, and cabaret was a logical step.
Sure. Yeah.
When you say you started, are we talking like as a child, you just like love singing or you
always studied? I always loved singing. Yeah. Grew up listening to lots of musicals and a bit of classical music and a whole range of things. My brother used to play me Stephen Sondheim musicals when I was about 4 years old, which is highly appropriate to be listening to Sweeney Todd.
I was going to say,
very early for that.
Yes. And so you naturally just moved from singing to, did you actually study it as well?
I studied classical singing at the Victorian College of the Arts many, many years ago.
Amazing.
And then you went into musical theatre.
Went to music theatre. It's always been my passion. Yeah.
I was going to say, it seems a little bit strange, like classical singing, I suppose, to actually study that. I mean, you like musicals. What made you go into classical?
I went straight out of school and I had no idea what I was doing. And all of my teachers said, oh, you got into VCA. Oh, that's great. You should definitely do that. The training you'll get from that will set you up. And I'm glad I did, because I got the voice. Yeah. So now I use that to sing any style, really, with good technique and hopefully good sound.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then so now from classical musical theatre, so have you been involved in musical theatre much?
Yeah, done a lot of shows around the place, and I also compose and write a little bit and put my own shows on from time to time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a triple threat?
Something like that, yeah, sure.
And so the company that you formed, the Trio of Dips, obviously there's three of you. So,
the three of us.
And the Dips being?
I play Todd Zeke. There's... They're brilliant puns. Christian Gillette plays Baba Ganoush.
Yeah.
And Alexandra Aldrich plays Nina Salmon.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
That is
amazing. We all met working at the big music theatres in the front of house team. And we would, while the shows were on, we'd be in the foyers interpreting the songs in our own stupid way. And so we decided to do something with that and put on a show and, yeah.
So this is comedy as well?
It's comedy, very much comedy.
Okay.
It's very, very silly.
Okay, great. Yeah. And about Tinder, obviously.
Yeah, so it's the other thing that we would do was get drunk and discuss our terrible love lives and dating stories. And so we picked songs that fit with our individual terrible stories. And that's how the show came about.
Can you tell us one of your
stories? Yes, I want to hear.
I don't want to give anything away.
Okay. Pick one that's adjacent, because I'm sure that there's a million.
I can tell you that there are obsessive exes and a few kinky stories in there that I will not spoil, because it's too...
Are
there some stories that didn't make the cut that you can tell us a little bit about? Or?
No, not really. Everything we discussed, we put in.
Jam-packed.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, 22 odd songs, something
like
that.
Are you kidding?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how long is the show? An hour?
About an hour, just under an hour.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That is...
We cut the songs right down.
Yeah.
Did it improve your love life?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, no.
No.
Well,
maybe not yet. Maybe after the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, people have got to see the show.
That's right. Yeah.
And the other two people that are part of your trio,
yes.
are they singers as well?
Yeah, Christian Gillette was also studied at the Victorian College of the Arts as a classical singer and also at WAPA. And Alexandra Aldrich was a trained actress. She studied at NIDA.
Okay. Yeah. And is this the first show that the three of you are actually doing?
It's the first show, yes, but it's the return season.
That's right. Back by popular demand,
that's right.
I hear.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We put it on almost a year ago.
Wow.
And got such a great response, and it was so much fun, so we decided to do it again.
Yeah, the people want more.
That's right.
That's great.
And you're doing it at the Butterfly Club?
At the Butterfly
Club. Tell us a little bit about that, about, well, the venue and when we're and sure. how you're using it.
Yeah, sure. So the Butterfly Club has a couple of wonderful little spaces. We are in the slightly larger one, and it's very intimate. We get right up in your face. So it's the three of us in ridiculous costumes that fit quite well in the kitschy vibe of the Butterfly Club, and a live pianist as well.
Yeah. Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
And they're all original songs? Or
no,
are they songs that you've adapted to the
stories?
Mostly
songs that we've adapted.
Okay.
Taken from all over the place, from Gilbert and Sullivan, classic operetta, through to modern music theatre, from a song from Hamilton, some Whitney Houston,
yes.
Sondheim. A whole pile of things.
Well, you've got to have Sondheim. That's
Of course.
Oh, especially if you've been listening from four.
Oh, yes. I'm too obsessed not to put a Sondheim song in every show.
Well, it sounds like he's your first love.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So the show is at the Butterfly Club. Do you know the dates?
It is on from May 20 to 25 at 8:30 p.m. each night.
8:30 p.m. All right.
Is that past your bedtime, Justin?
No, that's great. That's a perfect time.
That's great, isn't it?
Just after dinner.
Yeah, go and have a dinner and bring along a date to see how terrible dating can go.
Yeah. That's really meta.
Well, I'm really excited because my partner, I met him on Tinder.
Fantastic.
Tinder worked out for me.
It worked for you.
Yeah, the one time.
Congratulations.
But I have a bunch of horror stories, so I'm really excited to see all the terrible things that come up in
absolutely.
The show.
Perhaps you can give him the material for
if you need a sequel, I have a lot of really
That sounds
really
great.
Terrible stories.
I look forward to hearing them.
Exactly. So now the you said Butterfly Club from the your Trio of Dip, the production company. Do you have a website that that people can look on?
The website for the show on the Butterfly Club website.
Yep.
We also have a Facebook page that's got photos and clips from last year and lots of very, very silly things on there.
And do you have any plans for any other shows at all, or are you just concentrating on this one at the moment?
Concentrating on this one at the moment, and we'll see what happens next. Yeah. Lots of ideas for new installments. But we'll see what happens.
I'm sure it's a rich pool of material.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Tinder is the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot to go. There's a lot of mind there, I think, isn't there?
So, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
It's been fabulous.
You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.